On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg starting the weekend with a high of 20 degrees. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 22.
So that stationary vehicle in four is on the N1 northbound before Winnie Mandela Drive, causing slow traffic, and the collision in Alberton on the R59 northbound after the R550 Heidelberg Road exit, causing slow-moving traffic as well.
In your sport, a victory for the Proteas in their second ODI against Pakistan, and the Cheetahs have signed a former Bulls number 10, Jaco van der Walt, is destined for Bloom.
Emergency teams are on standby across Gauteng with a thunderous Friday ahead of us.
This will cover the southern parts of Limpopo, which will cover areas around Thabazimbi into the southern parts of Polokwane, covering the whole entire province of Gauteng, the northwest, as well as the central and the eastern parts of the Free State. In Mpumalanga, it will cover the southwestern parts, including Emelo, where you can expect these weather conditions to persist into late in the evening.
Weather Services forecast, Lekgonono Tabela says a yellow level 2 warning has been issued from this afternoon. That while parts of Gauteng are also soaked after this week's continuous hard rain. In Germiston on the East Rand, large parts were underwater yesterday afternoon, with videos showing furniture floating around in the Golden Walk shopping centre. Some roads in that area were also temporarily closed. We stay in Ekurhuleni with fresh claims of political interference and misconduct within the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department. Suspended EMPD Chief Isaac Mapiyeye has stalled the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry that city officials and senior officers colluded with controversial businessman Vusimusi Kat Matlala. Mapiyeye says the department's acting head, Brigadier Julius Mkwenazi, signed unauthorized agreements with Matlala's companies even after investigators found him guilty of misconduct. Anastasi Mokobo has more.
Mapiyeye testified that former city manager Morgan Mashaz repeatedly interfered in policing matters and sided with Mkwenazi, who at the time headed the Metro Special Services Division. Mapiyeye said a corruption case was opened against Mkwenazi in 2023 after it emerged that some of Matlala's private security vehicles were fitted with blue lights. Despite IPIT's finding that Mkwenazi acted unlawfully, no prosecution has followed, with the docket still sitting with the Gauteng Director of Public Prosecutions. Anastasia Mkhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
When it comes to international news, it's all about the end-of-year package for Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Shareholders of the electric vehicle company overwhelmingly endorsed a massive pay package for Musk that could reach $1 trillion. It's crafted to ensure Musk's continued service to Tesla as the company pursues breakthrough technology on artificial intelligence and robotics. According to Forbes' real-time list of billionaires, Musk remains the world's richest person, with now a net worth of more than $500 billion. And if you need confirmation on why you should feel good this morning, think about it this way. You could have been the one in charge of passwords at the Louvre Museum in Paris. New details have come to light about last month's $100 million heist, one of the most iconic and popular museums in the world. Investigators found it odd that the only security camera pointed at the balcony where the robbers gained entry into the Louvre faced the other way. It's now reported that they had no problem getting access to the museum's security camera system because the password was Louvre. I'm Khada D'Souza. More about the headline stories kicking off our weekend. It's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
Before you laugh.
No, I can't. Come on.
Before you laugh.
Who laughed?
Yeah.
Spell it.
Mm-hmm. Was it a capital L?
Yeah. It was.
He's a South African robber. Like L U
V E E
Fear
Livre.
Ach nee, jylle. Welcome by Vrydag Oggends. It's a beautiful. It's a Friday. I don't care what it looks like, as long as it's called Friday.
Yeah.
Makes me happy. Beautiful. It is stunning. It is festive out here. Let me tell you, it's a vibe. Broad Acres Super Spa is where it's at. They're open. We are here broadcasting live from here because we made the big announcement about the Spa Carols by Candlelight with Jacaranda FM. I'll give you the lowdown and how you could get your hands on early bird tickets, them nice tickets, them good tickets. If you're a Spa Rewards member, you can get in there first at your local spa this morning. Daar is net 'n duisend van daai beskikbaar. Ek vertel jou meer. And To get you in the mood, that festive spirit, we have two singers coming in. They are both amazing singers in their own right. Yeah. I can't remember them ever doing a collab or a duet together on this show, but oh boy, it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be the perfect vibe for the traffic this morning, whether you're listening from Broadacres, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Rustenburg, Mbombela,